Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Vav. The Mishnah tells us, here in Halacha Gimel, that when the Yidden came up from the Goyla for the second Beis HaMikdash, they were shoklim dor choinois. They were shoklim a special, very large coin, not the regular matzah shekel. And then little by little it went down and down, and started being shoklim smaller coins, until the point that they wanted to be shoklim dinorim, to give a dinner, which is actually only a half of a matzah shekel. So on that, the Mishnah says, that it was not accepted. They were like kiblu mehem, and they did not allow them to be shoklim less than the shear of the matzah shekel of the Torah. The Rambam explains in Hilchas Shkolim, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vov, the Rambam writes that there's a concept which is being brought out here in the Mishnah, that your shekel, for the mitzvah of the Torah, of matzah shekel, a machtis of the matbeya, which is the standard currency of that time. So the Rambam says that when the matbeya of the Ois of Man was Dorchoinois, which is that was the case when the Yidden came up for Tobias Hasheni, it was a very large coin. So the Rambam says each one used to give a half of a Darchoin, which is equal, the Rambam explains, to a Sela Sholem, or a Shekel Sholem of the Torah. It wasn't the Machzah Shekel. That's the Rambam's understanding, in other words, that the coin was a Darchoinois, and they would give half of that. So they gave a half a Darchoin, which is equal to a Shekel Sholem. Later on, when the standard currency went down and got smaller, so they gave a half of that standard currency, until it reached the point that the standard currency got to be less than a Shekel of the Torah, and they wanted to give even less. So on that, the Halacha was a Vegestelt, that the Chazal said that you can't give less than the Machzah Shekel of the Shear of the Torah. In other words, according to Rambam, there's like Vedinim, you have to give no less than the Machzah Shekel of the Torah, that's the minimum, but at the very same time you also have to give the Machzah Shekel of the Oysa's man, and if it gets to be a bigger coin, a bigger currency than the Shekel of the Torah, then you have to give a Machzah Shekel of that currency. And that's how the Rambam understands this Mishnah and Tamad Abayis Hasheni, what's being described. The Ravid over there in his Hasogos on the Rambam writes that although the Rambam is based upon this Mishnah, Fendes Vegan says the Rambam, this cannot be the correct Pshat. He says, "Ein haseichel noisem," that the seichel doesn't allow for this idea to say that they had in the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni a matbeah shel dorchoinos, a very big coin, a coin greater than the shekel of the Torah, and that was the standard currency. Vehem aniim hoyu, says the Ravid veheshiru. They originally were very poor when they came up in the Bayis Hasheni. Only afterwards they became more wealthy. And how could it be, in other words, that you'll have that their standard coin of these impoverished Yidden, the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni, was a big, huge coin? Doesn't make any sense, says the Ravid. If they were aniyim, therefore the Ravid understands that the correct pshat is that vibelt that we find, and you look in the forum in Ezra in the Psukim, you see this, that the Yidden were a mesei ma'ot, a very small in number when they originally went up on the Bayis Hasheni, and as you know, Ravid, the Yidden didn't even go up; they remained in Bavel. So there was only a small number of Yidden, and to each one to give just the matzah shekel of the shear of the Torah would have been insufficient to provide for all the tzorich ha-korbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore says the Ravid. So they had to assess the Yidden and to mechayev them to give for their machzah shekel a greater amount than a machzah shekel, because it wouldn't have been maspik to buy all the korbanos. For hutzrichu lishkel tchilo dorchoinos, they had to shtel avek that they should give a very large amount. Only later on, as the Yidden became more numerous, so then it became sufficient to give a lesser amount of a coin. Biz, the Yidden wanted to even go down to less than machzah shekel, and this was not allowed. So the Ravid understands that it wasn't the size of the coin, but the needs of Hektish, where the Yidden was small in number, so therefore they shtel avek at the beginning to give larger amount, greater than the machzah shekel of the Torah. The Kesef Mishnah over there, in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, writes that he doesn't hear the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid is saying, how could it be that there was a coin that was so big, that was a standard currency at the time, Dorchoinos, if you'll say at the very same time that Yidden, we know that they were aniyim, they were poor people, how could they have such a big currency? So the Kesef Mishnah says, "Ini roya shum zoros," I don't see anything strange about it. So what's the difference? Says the Gezer Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference what the size of the currency is. They'll have a big coin. If they're a Neim, they'll have less of those coins, whatever it is. But he says he doesn't hear that there should be a problem with this idea of the Rambam, that the coins were large, the standard currency, even if the people were a Neim at that time. It's interesting, the Mekeves HaMishnah over there, you see, the Mekeves HaMishnah understood that it's not so poshut to answer this question in this way. Because the Mishnah starts by saying over there, the Harav, that the Bartanura says in this Mishnah, Zokta Harav Kosav, Dohoy Lehem Matbea, Shel Malchus Moda. The Bar Tanura tells us that the coin, it wasn't their own currency, their own specific that they made for themselves. Rather, they were using the currency of the Malchus of Modai, which of course was the Malucha at that time. In other words, he's saying a particular word, if they were poor, but the currency they were using wasn't their own, wasn't minted by them, it was the coin of the Malchus Modai. Because the truth is, the Megavitha Mishnah means to the Merames, in other words, that it's taken not so posh, if people are very poor and you want to know what the standard currency is, you expect that the coin should be a smaller coin, because that's all that they can handle, that's all that they can really afford at that time. But V'Bal Zokte, the Bar Tanura tells us they weren't using their own coins at all, it was the Malchus Modai. So Mela Hetman, you could understand that they were using a big coin, even though they themselves were Aniyim. The Kavas HaMishnah goes on, however, and he writes that he believes that it's the Peirush of the Ravid that's Tamua. The Rambam works, but the Ravid does not. The Ravid that just told us that because the needs for the Beis HaMikdash were greater, they had to add and not just tell people to give the Machzor Shekel the standard currency, but to give greater than that. So how could you possibly do that? It's a pasuk in the Chumash, Ha'oshir lo yarbe, Ha'oshir lo yarbe. So it's also to give more than a Machzor Shekel. Teinach, according to the Rambam, Zokter, it's good, because the Rambam understands that even though it says Ha'oshir lo yarbe, but Vibat and the Rambam is Nichlal in the pasuk of Machzor Shekel, not just a specific shekel of the Torah, but also whatever happens to be the currency, and you have to give Machzor Shekel, in other words, according to the Rambam, that mitzvah is going to be a Machzis of the currency that's standard, if that's greater than the shekel, the craw of the Torah. So then you hear, it's not a ribui. Ha'oshel Yarbe wouldn't be a problem here, because you're not being marbe, you're being makayim, you're fulfilling the pasuk, because thus alone is the mitzvah, to give a machtas of a greater coin, if that's the standard currency. So you're not being marbe. Basha'in can according to the raiva that holds, that it's not true, because the standard currency wasn't big at that time. Elamai, the needs were great, because the people were fewer in number, and not enough givers, and therefore they had to masakin to give more than machtas shekel. So that is connected to the pasuk. The pasuk says, and how could it possibly be that according to the Ravid that everybody's going to give more than that? So, and even though it seems that the Ravid understood that the whole Oshel Yarbe is only when a person is an individual, and if the Tzibor as a whole wants to accept upon themselves to give collectively, that everyone will give the greater amount, then it would not be a problem, and that's not called Yarbe. Yarbe is only the Oshir more than the Oni, Zokter. That's how the Ravid evidently understood it. But even that is not going to be maspik to Farenfir, because he says, you see in this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda wanted to learn out of this hanhogo of the tzibur at the time of the Bayis Hasheni, that even an individual person that shaykh him to be a marbe, that's part of the shaka v'tariyah here. So how could Rabbi Yehuda have possibly taken that out? That's just a yochid being taken out, and that is a pella, because it's connected to the Farish Apostle. Let's go through just briefly the shaka v'tariyah at the end of the Mishnah. We have a shaka v'tariyah in this Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, benegeto being misyachis to a shaila that's raised by Rabbi Shimon. We know that the way the Gemara explains it, what we have is a case of a person that's gradually giving small, little by little, small coins, and he says that these should be Eul Shkolai, and it turns out, after he gave little by little to Bislach Vais, the coins accumulate, and he counts them up at the end. Each time he said Eul Shkolai, and in the end, it ended up being that it was more than the shear of a shekel. And what is the halacha in such a case? So the halacha comes out, the way with Masik, the halacha is that the extra amount is chulin. Only the amount that's needed for the shekel is kodesh, the amount of shekel, and the extra amount is chulin. Aye, Frektiv Shimon, we know that Bechatas is not like that. In the exact same case, Bechatas, the person accumulated coins, and it was more than the amount that he needed, so we would say that all of them do have a Kedusha. The extra is not Chulun. What's the Chiluk? So Zokter, Zokter Shimon, Shashkolim, Yeshlem, Kitzpah, Bechatas, Ein Lokitz. But they say Shkolim is a specific amount, and it's not Shayach more than that, so therefore the extra amount is not Kodesh. Chatos, you could always give a bigger behemoth, more valuable behemoth, and therefore the extra amount is not Kodesh, because there's no Kitzpah, there's no set amount, you could always give more. Rabbi Yehuda tied it on that, on Rav Shimon, Af Hashkolim, Ein Lohem Kids for Zokter. Even Shkolim do not specifically have a set amount, and therefore that's not a good chiluk, because we find when the Yidden were Olam and Hagoyla that they were Shoykel greater amounts and a greater coin. They were Shoykel and Darchoinais. So then we find those say that it is Shaykh a greater amount. So why are you saying that Shkolim have a kitzvah? That's not a chiluk, Zokter, Shkolim and Chatas. Shkolim also don't have a kitzvah like you find in the beginning of Bayis Hasheni. So Shimon said, Afal Pikein, Yad Kul and Shoveh, that says that you do require that all Yidden have to give the exact Shoveh, the exact same amount. Exactly. And that's for Bayis Hasheni, they did do that. Everybody had to give the exact same amount, which is larger than the minimum. But by a Chatos, Zemimi Vesela, Zemimi Vestayim, each person gives his own amount. So in other words, Rav Shimon is saying that as far as a Yochid individual is concerned, if we didn't have everybody give the big amount, that Yochid is Takan not Shayach for him alone to give the larger amount. And the Mela, my Mahalach works out. So Rav Shimon and Mechalak between the Shkolim and the Chatos. The Frekt of Tendu Kevasa Mishnah, that Lamaisa Behuda has to make sense, Chot, and Naniach that Rav Shimon dismissed his Taina, but Rabbi Huda is going to be connected to Pasuk Mefurish in the Torah. It's Tetach Ha'oshir Lo Yarbe. And so Rabbi Huda can't possibly say, well, Yochel could just give more if it's Mamish connected to Pasuk in the Chumash. So Zachte, he doesn't understand how you're going to work out the Shach of Atariah. In this Mishnah, he worked out Rabbi Huda if it's going to be against the Pasuk of Ha'oshir Lo Yarbe. Now, Rabbi Huda Fisher Perla has a very similar discussion to this in the Chelek Aleph, in the Essen, Chelek Ha'essen, and Asechof. So he goes through a very similar Shaila, and he starts out by asking a basic question. I fill it without the pasuk of Oshel Yarbe. He tainas, is it really shayach that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the basic yisoid of Yad Kul and Shofa, which is brought up by Rav Shimon? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Everybody can just give. Everybody can give their own thing. This person gives more. This person gives less. So there's zichem the shayach to say that Rabbi Yehuda is choylek on Rav Shimon. And b'yoyisem izu zokti Rabbi Yehuda for Shapurla says that in the shittas haRambam befrat, there's a very, very big problem with Rabbi Yehuda, because according to the Rambam beemes, you bechlal don't see in the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni that there's a yisoid of bechlal, of giving more than a machzah shekel. Elamai, we have, according to the Rambam, that the etzem din of machzah shekel in the Torah itself is set up that it goes by whatever the standard currency is. If the standard currency happens to be bigger, then you have to give a half of the bigger currency. Since, according to Rambam, there was a bigger currency in the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni, so therefore, avada, the din of the Torah itself was machayiv them, the din of machzah shekel itself was machayiv, that they have to give more, a half of the big coin. So Yehuda bechlal doesn't have any mokum, talk there, because if you're going to say today we have a regular standardized coin, person can give extra amount, more than the half of the standardized coin. We have a shekel, person gives more than the half of the shekel. How could you do that b'shum oifin? You don't see b'shum ponim a mocker for this from the beginning of Bayis Hasheni, because they were fulfilling Masa Shekel kepshutai mamish, because according to them, Masa Shekel gufa means the half of the standard coin, which was big in those days. So where b'chlal is there a mocker for Yehuda? He says that's a specific problem in the Shittas HaRambam, which is even greater than the regular question we would have in this Mishnah, where Yehuda is going to come from. You know, to get person should give us individually give a greater amount. The Meila, Vishal Perla says one yisoid, that he says b'chlal, it seems to him that it ought to suggest this in the Mishnah, Saya coin to the Rambam and Saya coin to the Ravid. And that is that we could suggest that this person that was being moisif, we have a half a minute that he meant, you know, maybe there's a review that's suggesting, maybe the person who is accumulating lots of coins and more than a shekel, and he said, Hare Lushkoli, ended up being more than a machzah shekel, and we have a half a minute that maybe it should be done with a chatos, and just like b'chatos, he makdish them all, so maybe by his machzah shekel, by his shekel case, he moistened them all also. You know what the suggestion of Rabbi Yehuda is? That maybe you could say this person is not being mavchin, and he's adding coins, and the reason is that maybe he hears rumors, or he's thinking, for whatever reason, that they're about to increase the size of the currency, aliba de harambam, or that they are about to need extra, greater amounts of money for the kabbonis, aliba de harayvid, so they're about to be matal upon all the yidden b'shove, that everybody should give the big amount. And that's the reason why this person isn't being mavchin and is adding and having an increased extra amount, the prutus, by more. And the reason is because he's thinking the taka, this is going to be the amount that everybody's going to be giving this year. Or because they'll be magdal shekel in the Shittas HaRambam. Oh, they're because they're going to be increasing the Gvir in the Shittas HaRavid, which coined the Ravid holds that they could, and they're going to be matal everyone to give the greater amount. That's why he's doing it. That was a suggestion that Yehuda was making, and this is what Yerucham Pillar says, it's a bissel dochuk zokter, but this is really how you could learn that the Pshar is that Yehuda is suggesting maybe that's what's going on in the guy's mind. So how do you know to make it into a chulin? How do you know to say the Moisir is chulin? Maybe he had extra coins more than Masa Shekel, because that's in his head, that maybe Taka people are going to be giving more because the coin will be getting to be greater in the Rambam, or because there'll be goyva more in the Ravid. Nor was then Zokter. He could say that even though Rabbi Yehuda was tanning like that, Rav Shimon still responded to him by saying that by shekel, the din is Yad Kulon Shove. What's meant as Yad Kulon Shove, Zokter? Even though Rabbi Yehuda knew all about the basic sort of Yad Kulon Shove, he just said everybody is going to be giving the increased amount this year. Now the Pshat is Zokter, the Yad Kulon Shove means that, Lamashal in the Rambam, until the coin actually becomes the standardized currency, the greater amount of the coin, it's not shayach for a yochid to say, I'm going to give toward this year and be makdish the extra amount. It wouldn't be chal, the extra amount, more than machzah shekel in the Shittas HaRambam, because that right now, that isn't half of the standard currency. It's more than half the standard currency. The fact that by the time Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes around, so by then you're expecting it will be a greater amount of coin, it's not going to help to the Maisa Makdish of the Machsa Shekel coins right now. And the same way Aliba the Ravid, Rabbi Shimon is being Machadish, that until Bezin is Matlon Kulam Shov and the Mesakin, that this year everybody's going to be given the greater amount, it's not Shaykh for the person on his own to give the greater amount. But that's what Rosh Chodesh Nissan is saying, that the Kitzvah is Kotzuv according to the present time. It doesn't matter that you're expecting to buy Nissan, it will change. And Mela is not Shaykh to give more. And that's the response that Rav Shimon has to Rebbe Yehuda. That's how the Rav Moshe Perlo suggests is the Pshak of Atarya in this Mishnah, which is Bein Aliba de Rambam and Bein Aliba de Ravid. Now, was then Zokter, that Afal Pikein, he still feels that it's very, very schwer. Because Naniach Zokter, Avad, there is a din that all the Yidden have to give Beshova. That's Pashat, there is such a din, and we have to explain the Pshak of Atarya that we just explained, that everybody should hold it a basic din of Yad Kulan Shova. But Afal Pikein Zokter, if there's Mamish Aloysa say in the Torah of Ha'oshalo Yarbe, that no Yochid could give an extra amount more than everybody else is giving. So how could you say that this guy is dreaming up that maybe this will happen, or he has rumors and he has expectations that by the time this one comes around, everybody's giving more? As far as nobody's going to be a fool like that and risk that in all likelihood he's going to be going for a loisa say in the Torah of Oshel Yarbe. It's one thing if there's no loisa say in the Torah before us on this thing. Elamai, stam, everybody has to give the same amount. Okay, so this person thinks that people will be giving more this year, so he gives the extra amount and he thinks it should all be chal. But if it's mamash loisa say, in all likelihood being over on the loisa say, who's going to go with this tzad rochuk that maybe there's going to be extra increase? If you have an aloysa say, this tiny vayda doesn't make sense if it's mamash aloysa say. Who's going to think like that and be makdish all the coins and have a mind to you all should be kodesh if it's the kipshuta is connected aloysa say? So that's why Rav Moshe Perlo tainis, and this comes back to what we spoke about before, that we had that kama moini hamitzvahs, the Rambam and others, that they don't even learn that you rechen, you account in the count of the minyan atariyag, the loysa say of Oshel Yarba. And why not? So this we spoke of, and we said there's different beforshim that say that a libid the Rambam, and according to a number of Gedoyle Meforashim, the Moini HaMitzvahs, the Pshat is the Oshel Yarbe is not a Tzivoy, like we said over. That's not the Pshat. Oshel Yarbe means you're commanded not to Yarbe, but it means that it's not Shayach. Oshel Yarbe, there's no, it's not optional, it's not flexible. You can't just say, well, I'm giving extra large size Machsa Shekel as an individual Yochad, I can afford more, I give more. It's not Gegeben that way in the Torah, that's what it means. The Machsa Shekel is Gegeben in the Torah, but often everybody gives the same amount, and not that a person who's rich, he can give a greater Machsa Shekel. But as a Tzivoy Zok, that there's no special Bezunder Tzivah on this, and this we spoke of in the past, other Zochen Vyoshen Perla, that he said another Tzad also that we spoke of, that according to the Gears that we have in the Yerushalmi, Kipshuta, the Yerushalmi seems to come out in Bezim and Bez, according to our Gears as opposed to others, that the Yerushalmi is saying that the Oshel Yarbe is really going the Machsa Shekel of the Adonim of the Mishkan, and it's not a din that's Noyeg Ladoiris, Oshel Yarbe, in which case it's not a problem. So he says, Mayo, this mission is actually a raya to this thing. That's what Yerushalmi Perla says. The mission is a raya because it's Mamash Aloysa saying, then it's very, very schwer to understand how this person could be thinking like that in the Yehuda's Taina, but the Baal that he Taina is the Icarus, like he understood in the Rambam and others, that Oshel Yarbe is not Mamash Aloysa, say, Elamai Stam, everybody has to give the same amount. So this person, he's thinking that everybody will be giving more, and Mela, perhaps, he wants to give more already now. That's a Taina of Rabbi Yehuda. For Seitzach, we said over already in the past that the Rashbat is Moina in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, Oshel Yarbe, and Echanami, Rav Perlo thinks that this mission is schwer on the Rashbat, because hard to understand why anybody would risk being over on Mamash Aloysa, say, in the Torah, just because of Chaloimus that he might have, that maybe this year there'll be a greater Machsa Shekel. Now the Gemara tells us that somebody who's mafresh shtayim, he's mafresh two machsa shekel, v'nimtza she'eni chayev ala echod, turns out he was only chayev one machsa shekel, and he was mafresh two. So it says, oi soy ha'sheini chulin. He sets aside two, ha'rei shtei, he thought he was chayev two, ha'rei shtei ha'm a machsa shekel, turns out he's only chayev one, so the extra one is chulin. It's a better shayev in the Gemara about this, but that's the maskona, and that's how the Rambam paskins in the Perik Gimel Luchas Kroma Luchu Yud Gimel, that the maskona as dvorim is that if somebody's makdish two machsa shekels together, and it turns out he's only chayev one, to the second one has a din that it is chulin. On this, the Maharsham asks a kasha in the Shuvas Maharsham and Chelak Aleph Kuf Dalet. He asks a kasha, why don't we apply a big yesoid that the Gemara speaks about a mesecht in the Dorim of Neder Shabbatal Bektsasai Batal Kuloi? This is the yesoid the Gemara talks about in the Dorim. We know, of course, by the way, and that's Pasha to the Maharsham, that the way that you makdish something, or in this case the coins or the shekel coins, is by making a Nidre Hekdish. That's what it's called in Chazal, Nidre Hekdish. It's an oifen of a Neder when you makdish something, the type of a Neder. And why don't we apply the yesoid of the Gemara that the Gemara speaks about in Etlacha Mekoimis in the Dorim, that a neder which is partially butl is fully butl. And vibalt that over here, one of the coins is not chal, and you makdish both. And one of these coins, you weren't chayv, it wasn't chal, the kedusha master shekel. So meila, since the neder is butl maksasai, why don't you say that it's butl kuloi? The Ran in Masechta Nedarim daf samach vav explains what's the shayish of neder is butl maksasai butl kuloi. So the Ran brings a Yerushalmi, a pasuk says in Parshas Matos, but yish ki yidor neder, a person makes a neder, kachol hayoytze mi piv yase. Yoytze, kachol hayoytze mi piv yase. Like everything that's yoytze mi piv, he has to make a kayim. The mashmaz at the Ran, dafka kashakuloi kayim. You call a yoytze mi piv. If part of the neder is matel, batel maksasai, then it's batel kuloi. And that's the aside, and the Gemara speaks of an etlacham akremis in a dorm, batel maksasai, batel kuloi, it's not kol a yoytze mi piv. In fact, the masham, why don't you say that? But the coins over here, since the neder is batel on one of the coins, so it should be batel kuloi. Now, kipshutoi, maybe we could suggest that the chiluk is like this, and that's the masham gets into. Maybe the chiluk is that neder is batel maksasai, batel kuloi, pashtus and the sugis in a dorm, the simple case is that the person was matir the neder on half. In other words, the neder was completely chal. It was chal as a package deal in the entirety. He asked himself in five things, whatever. The whole thing was all chal. And then shpetim, he went to the chacham and he was matir neder, one of the five. If I would have realized, etc. So he's matir on one of the five. So there we say, bottom exhaust the bottle kuloi. Mashen came over here, where the pshat is that even meikoro, even from the get-go, it wasn't shayach for the neder to be hektis to be chal on both, because he was only chayav one. So mail, it's only chal meikoro on one of them, it's not called bottle mixasai, because the chalois originally from the get-go is only on one of these two shekel coins. And mamela, that's why there's no problem of a bottle mixasai bottle kula. The Masham points out, Lamaisa, that this svara, which perhaps we could say over here, that this svara is really totally in a shayla of the Shar HaMelech in Perik Yud Beis, Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Yud, which is brought down at Pesach Tshuva in Yerdei Reish Chav Tes. The Shar HaMelech is down in such a shayla, and he says to Machlokes Rishonim. The Shar HaMelech has a shayla over there about somebody who has two behemoths in front of him. They're standing right in front of his two behemoths, and he's noyed there, and he says, Harei Elu Oilo. He makes it to noyed the Nidri Hektish again, and he says, Harei Elu Oilo. Both of these should be a Kedushas Oilo. And it turns out that one of them was a Balmon, or it was a behemoth Tmeya Bechlal, it wasn't Shayach, but to get a Kedushas Oilo, it had a Balmon, or it was a behemoth Tmeya. So do you say that Batal Maksasai Batal Kuloi, the aside in the Torah, and in this case also, maybe we should say that the Kedushas Korban is Chal on neither of them, because it couldn't be Chal on both, because one of them is a Tmeya or a Balmon. That's the Shaila Shar HaMelech. Shar HaMelech has an Arichos, and he comes out with Rayas from Rishainim, that he wants to tie that it would be a Machloikas in the Ritvo and the Ran. The way he understands different Shitas of Rishainim in the Torah, he says, according to the Ritvo, with Takavi Batal Maksasai Batal Kuloi, and since it can't be Chal on one of the animals, it's Chal on neither. Mashenk and the Ran, Zokte, he has a Raya from Iran that the Ran would hold that what? What does the Shah HaMelech say? That the Ran would hold that since this neder is being Chal from the get-go, it's being Chal Meikora on only one of the animals, and even Meikora is not being Chal on both, the Mele is no problem for the Batal Maksasai and his Taka Chal on the one animal. Batal Maksasai is only Zokte if it will be Chal and then Shpeta your Oiker and Mimata neder from one, that would be Oiker from the whole thing. So the Shah HaMelech is saying that this Shail is a Machloik of Hishainim, and the Marsham says he wants to say that the Ikor is like the Shar HaMelech quoted from the Ran, that if from the get-go it's only being Chal on one of them, then it's not a problem of Batal Maksasai, because from the get-go this is the entirety of the Chalois HaNeder. So that's the Raya from this Sugya, and that's this Sugya stems very well according to that Ran. That says that he's being Makdish two Masa Shekel coins, but Maisa, it's only Shaya for one to be Chal. It's not a problem of Batal Maksasai, because from the get-go that's the only coin that's Chal, and the other one's not Chal, and that's not called the Batal Maksasai, that we should say Batal Kulay. So it's a Raya to what the Shar HaMelech brings down from this Ran. The truth is, this svara is not in Ganson so poshut, because if you look at how the Ran from the Dorim and some of Vov quoted the Yerushalmi, what did the Yerushalmi say? Okay? I mean, if you learn the pasuk Mamish Kipshutoi, it's mashma that you don't make such a distinction. It has to be Koloyoytse Piv. In this case, is it Koloyoytse Piv in our Gemara? No, he was makdish two coins and only one is going to be Chal. Is it the Yoytse Piv, Koloyoytse Piv in the case of the Shar HaMelech? Not there either. He's makdish two animals, Voila. Only one's going to be an Oila. But we're saying that the Pasik, according to the Maskona of the Shar HaMelech and the Rasham, based on our Sugya, was saying that the din was meant to be understood, thus says that if I'm Oiker one, after it was Chal as a group, the Chal as a package deal, package neder, and I'm Oiker one, and the whole thing is Neka. That means that the Kilis Yankiv, the stipler, in the Kilis Yankiv, In Nedorim, in Siman Yud Zayin, he brings down the Shaar HaMelech and he mefapel on it, and he points out that there is a very basic question which must be addressed on Bechlal, the whole pilpul in the Shaar HaMelech. And he brings that this question is already raised by the author of the Pesachei Tshuva himself, in Yerodei Reish Chav Tes, in the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi. It's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. That's Chedushim for the Baal HaPesachei Tshuva. And the Nachlas Tzvi already raises a very basic question which must be answered. And that is that there seems to be Beferish Mishnah in Dorim Dav Chof Hamed Beis. This Mishnah says Beferish in the Dorim that applies Batal Mutzasei, Batal Kuloi to a case where right from the get-go it's only been Chal on some of them. And Afal Pikein, we say Batal Mutzasei, Batal Kuloi. So undermining the whole Yisoid of the Shaar HaMelech, it seems to be that even from the get-go it can't be Chal on Mutzasei. If it's not Chal on the Kuloi, it's not Chal. And the case over there is a person is sees from the Vitans, he's standing far from his field, he has a Te'enim field, and he sees a group of people that they're all eating Te'enim. He doesn't like that, of course, they're eating his Te'enim. So he calls out, Harei Hein Aleichem Korban, which means he's asking the Meneder, the Te'enim, on all of these individuals. What about it's Nimtzu? It turns out that amongst the group was Oviv V'Ochiv, and together with them they were Acherim, and the person we know, it's like the Bishop Forshan speak out of there, that the person, it's understood from the get-go, he doesn't even need a Mice of Mataneder, because it's moving the Elov, that he would never have asked the Te'enim on his father or on his brother. So it's called a Nidre Tois, Lagabe the father and the brother. So Vibalt, that he said, it's a Rei and Aleichem Korban, and if not Chal, Lagabe the father the brother, so Mele, it's Hutta Kuloi, and that's how Iran explains it over there in Mesech and Adorim Achofei, that it's Batal Mektsasai, and therefore it's Batal Kuloi, it's not Chal, Lagabe the father the brother, and Mele, it's not Chal, Lagabe anybody. Ah, Frek the Nachotzi, and the Kilos Yankiv, over there also, right from the get go, it's not being Chal on these people. And why don't you say, well, okay, so for me, Koroi, the Geneder is Chal on only some and not on others. It's not a problem of Batal Mektsasai, Batal Kuloi. It's not a being Mataneder later on. It's being Chal for me, Koroi, only on some of the people. Why is that? And yet the Mishnah said, Beferish, and the Mephoshim explained that it's a problem of Batal Mektsasai, Batal Kuloi, and it's not Chal. That's why the Stipler wants to say a big Yesoid. He's Mephapel, he wants to tiny that he goes through Rishonim. He wants to say nobody even argues on this Yesoid. He wants to say this is the correct Yesoid, which is Muskal Kuli Alma. And that is that the Stipler wants to make a basic Chiluk, a basic Havchana between the reason why the Neder isn't being Chal on the mixed set of people. Zok the Stipler. If the reason why the Neder is not being Chal on some of these people, on some of the elements that include in the Neder, is because the person has a choice about them, in this particular case, he thought all these group were strangers. He didn't realize that among the group is his father, is his brother. It comes out that the person had a choice in the Dibber that he said, and even though the choice was only Klapi some and not Klapi the others Taka meant to be asering, but Afal Pikein, the choice is Nisyachas to the Iker Neder, and was saying this Neder, the expression he used, Harei Aleichem Korban, the case over there. So it was made by toys, because he would never have said those words if he would have known that his father or his brother was there. So a mail of the toys undermines the entirety of the nether. We said that's called a nether, that's by toys, and a mail of the whole mice and nether is undermined. It's like he didn't even make any nether. So that's why over there, even though the nether wasn't even chal yet, and we're trying to make it only be chal on some people and not on the father or brother, Afal Pi Kein, it's called that the toys that's nisyachas to a part of this, the elements that include in the nether, that toys makes it the nether is by toys and nothing is chal. Mashenkin's like the Stipler. In the case of the Shaar HaMelech, that over there the person is saying, hooray, these two animals, they want them to be an oiler. And there's no toys. And Befiho Emes, he really does want those two animals to be an oiler. That's what he really, really wants. He doesn't have a toys. It happens to be that Chaloyz Kedushas oiler one of these animals, because either it's a Behemoth Tmeah, or that it's a Baal Mum. Granted, the disciple goes in the case of Mum. I'm not sure a person would want a Chaloyz Kedusha on a Behemoth Tmeah. But upon him, the disciple says, upon him by the Baal Mum case, that he would say over there that the Behemoth the person wants. He wants the Chaloyz Kedusha to be chal, vaskim and tana has a moment it's not shayach for it to be chal. So the male over there, the problem is not mitzvah the toys of the mensch, it's just the problem that it's a lack of ability for the chalois to be chal on one of the chafetzim that include in the neder. That his doesn't have any problem with his das, and he with his mice and neder, it's a gewaldige mice and neder, it's being chal. Nor was then it happens to be that one of them it's unable to be chal on. There you don't say botel mektsasei botel kuloi, and therefore in the Shaar HaMelech case, doctor, everybody agree that neder is chal. Verstehen zu chevi atoros adorim is based on the musig, right? That really, or without getting into barichos, but upon it, the basic Pesach idea is based on the musing that if I would have realized this and this, I wouldn't have made the neder. So it's megala, it's like a gather of a toys and one of the elements of the neder. So there I say, but when you make a Pesach and part of the elements of the neder, that batal mektsasei batal kuloi. But according to the staple, the yisoid hadvarim is negeya even meikora, and like the case of harei amaleichem korban by the te'enim, the ikur nekuda is that it depends upon whether it's a toys in part of his words, in which case you say the words are said by toys, or that it's tam an inability to be chal on part. part, in which case it's chal on the other part. Festeitzach, according to the stapler, this din of the marshal is going to work out very, very well. In other words, let's say that it says over here that a person is makdish 2 coins for machzah shekel, turns that he's only chayav 1. So bemes, he was maskim to give 2 coins for machzah shekel. At least, if you learn kepshuta like that, presumably, a person, maybe he could tie it not like that. If he would have realized that he wasn't chayav the coins, so then he wouldn't want to give 2. In that case, there might be a problem over here. But if you learn that he's maskim to give coins for machzah shekel, it happens to be, it's not shayach for the kedusha to be chal on both, because a person can't give 2 coins if it's only chayav 1. It turns out it's only chayav 1. So if you learn like that, it turns out that the problem is not mitzad the toys of the mensch, it's only mitzad the inability of both of them to be chal. And mail in that case, we could say it works out very well according to the stapler, where there's no problem of a bottle maksasai, bottle kula, but in the case of the shekels, the problem is in the ability for the coins, for both of the coins to be nitfas and ekdushas machzah shekel. The Sefer Oynig Yontif in Simen Kuf Samach Vov raises a different question about the sugya of the Yerushalmi over here. The Oynig Yontif focuses on the case in the sugya over here where the person has a lot of coins, a whole pile of coins, basachas, all the coins, and he says that Hare Elu She'ovim Mehem Shkolai, right? The lashon of Ovim Mehem Shkolai, and the din is like it brought in the Gemara over here that the Moisar is Chulin, okay? Because he wants from amongst these coins to come at a shekel, so the extra is beyond the amount of Matzah Shekel, the Moisar is Chulin. So the Oynig Yontif, this should l'chayra be a problem if we hold in Breira b'dairaisa, which is how we pass on the halacha, there's no Breira b'dairaisa. What does it mean? So Breira, without trying to get into a whole arichos on Breira right now, but the basic concept of Breira is that I make a halois meyikore, which is undefined, and I'm making the halois now, like he said, the Oynig Yontif says, it's mukhan the sugi over here, you're making the ma'isa makdish now, not that eventually when you separate some of the coins it becomes kodesh then. The halois kedusha is now. No, but then it's mitl tol of a koi on a determination later on, which in this case, which of the coins are going to be determined that they are the Kodesh coins and the other ones are going to go out L'chulin. So the Chalois Meikara was a Klolius Dika Chalois that there's a Kedush Masa Shekel in these coins, but Klolus, and the determination later will determine the Mefreya, which of the coins are the ones that are specifically designated. They are the Kedusha ones and the other ones are Chulin. Just like the Gemara says in Kam B'Koimis and Erevin and elsewhere, the person says that in this barrel, I have a Chalek that's going to become determined. I want it to be Truma now, the part that I'll separate it out on Matzoy Shabbos. So that's to all these things are totally in Breira. The person makes a chalois now, which is beklolus and undetermined. Later, you'll determine it. It's going to be chalama freya on that particular element of the chefza. Here, frekti onigantif. We brought a paskin in Breira b'deraisa. So how is it that it works out? And now it's sugi over here to say the person makes a chalois on the coins. Eil the shkolai, ovime and shkolai, and the kedusha is chal now, like he's mochiach from the sugi. And yet, later I'll determine it, which the chayr should depend on Breira. The onigantif points out that we find a very similar case in Hilchas Gittin, which the Neidav Yehuda really does say is a problem of Breira, and the Neidav Yehuda is in the Madura Kama in Simen Tzadik. Neidav Yehuda over there writes like this: what if a person is mitzvah the soifer to make 2 gittin for his wife? For whatever reason, he feels he wants to have an extra get, an extra copy, to the, so with everything, with Eidim, with the Chsimus, with everything, it should be 2 gittin for his wife, and I'll decide later on which of them I want to give. They're both identical. I'll decide which one I want to give to my wife. So the Nevi Huda writes over there in the tshuva that's going to be a problem with Ein Breira. Why is it a problem with Ein Breira? You have to understand it. It sounds a little strange. The reason is because that's explained by the Yontif and Pshan the Nevi Huda, that the Nevi Huda himself merames to it, that since a get has a din of a kos of lo lishmo, so I mean, what does lishmo mean? That I have a specific kavana that this chefza is going to be utilized to megarish the wife. That's what it means. Because of lo lishmo, so the Yehuda tainu that it's not shaykh b'shum oifin that that in lishmo should be chal b'vasachas and 2 chefzes. Because manushach, are you going to use this one megarish the wife, and the other one won't be used? That one you use, this one can't be used. So mainly the chesaron of lo lishmo, if you write 2 gittin, it's not enough. I'll have a backup. There has to be lishmo means this is the one that's getting used, and it's not shaykh it should be chal on both. Elamai zok the Nevi Yehuda, you're going to say that it's going to be totally in breira, and it'll be later when he selects one of the 2, it'll be hover. That's the one which had it in lishmo meyikaroi zok the since by the right, so we pass an aim brayer, you can't rely on brayer. So therefore, zot the Nevi Yehuda that the person will be unable to use either of these gittin to give a get to his wife because of chasar and lishmo meikara. So, the Oynig Yontif, if you think about it, that what he says about gittin, Nevi Yehuda, we could say it about shekels and our Gemara, right? I'm being makdish a big pile of coins that from amongst them is going to be a selection process later. It's going to be determined which coins will be the kedusha machzah shekel, and that's chalam afreya from now, right? Look there, the kedusha nail is going to be determined later on. So that's exactly the same as the Yehuda, and since they can't be chal on them all, so therefore we ought to say lechayra that we should say embrayer just in the Yehuda's case, and it shouldn't be chal. So what's the Gemara that says that it's chal? The Ein Yontif answers with the Yesoid, which is a big chiddush. The Ein Yontif Taina is that the only time that we say that Ein Breira, that's how we pass in the Ein Breira, is only when later on, when it comes B'shas Maisa to be Mevarer, which is going to be the Chefter that the Chalois will be Chalon, so only some elements, some Chafetzim, are Shaykh to the Chalois, and others are not. L'moshel, by the case of the Truma we spoke of before from the Gemara in Erevin, right, that the person has a big barrel of wine, and he wants to drink it now, it's Shabbos, and he can't make the Maisa Afrosha right now, or he wants to be mafresh right before Shabbos, and he doesn't have the kalim to make the physical hafrosha right now. So he makes an indeterminate hafrosha at that moment right before Shabbos, and he says that chalik, which I'm going to be taking out, the 2 units I'll take out later on after Shabbos, I'll take out physically, but poil then. So those should be chal on them already, Hashem Kedushas Truma already now, right? And then he wants to drink up the rest of the barrel, and later on, he'll take out 2 units of the barrel at the end of Shabbos, and that's going to be hufer l'mafreya that the Kedushas Truma was chal on them meikoroi. So that's the gemara we pass in that case is like that. That in cases like that we pass in Ein Breira. That's what we pass in. Zokt the Ein Yontif. Okay, good. But in that case, at the time when you're coming Shpeta to make the Maisa Afrosha, so it comes out that most of this barrel is already drunk up. Are you already then? So it comes out that a lot of the contents of the barrel, which were originally there, Meikoroi, they're not Shayach Shpeta to be Shayach to make the Chalois on them. It's only those elements of the wine, those Chalokim of the wine, which are available and still left after Shabbos, those are the ones that are Shayach to make the Afrosha on. So in a case like that, that's what we pass in Ein Breira. Because the person is trying to make a halois meikoro, which is not determined, and which is going to be equal shpeta, that some of the elements in this chovis and in this barrel, some of the units of wine in this barrel, are not going to be able, that won't even be available to make the maisa afrosha. And you can't tell right now meikoro which are the ones which will be available shpeta for the maisa afrosha, and which are the ones which will be mufka from able to make a maisa afrosha, because they'll be consumed already by the end of Shabbos. That's why we say that there's an equal in the halois being chal meikoroi, since there are some halokim of this barrel that are not shayach bechlal, or that are osid to be not shayach bechlal in the ability to make a afrosha on them later on, and mainly you can't make this indeterminate chalois at the get-go, which should be chal b'klolos on the barrel, b'masakim b'klolos the barrel, since there are elements within it which won't be shayach to chalois better. Masha Enkin zokter, a person who knows good and well that everything is going to be perfectly available later on, he's making a chalois which right now is not determined, and then later on all the chalokim of the entity, everything there will be available shpeta to make the chalois. You'll stamazoy determine, you'll decide, you'll select on a whim. This one I'll use, and the other one the chalois shouldn't be chalom. So that a case like that, it was never gezocht on that Ein Breira, and over there, the sugyas aren't about that, and we pass in Yesh Breira. And he speaks out, that it worked with the regular London of Breira. It's chal meikoroi, in a not determined way, but klolos, and speter, you'll be mevar l'mafreya, it should be chal mafreya, which is the chalo, the entity, which is the zach, that the chaloi should be chal on. And that, if in such a case, we mamash say Yesh Breira, and those are not doimed to the cases that we pass in, that the Gemara speaks of, that we say Ein Breira. And meilu, zochtav tem do any yontav, so in this case, with the gittin up perfectly b'shove, and in the case of a yontav, they get in a perfectly b'shava, they'll both be available 100%, they'll both be there, and Yistamazai wants to determine that won't be used and not the other, so we say not like the Nadi B'Yehuda, and we say that it's not a problem of Ein Breira. In a case like that, where they're both available, and it's Klor Me'ikoroi, that both Cheftes, both Gittin, are Mamish going to be available later to make the Chaloyson, so there's Mamish the Dinah Zayt Yesh Breira. And that Pshat, the Raya to this thing, comes from this Sugya in the Yerushalmi. Because since we're saying over here that a person takes a big pile of coins and says, Elu, She'ovi Mehen Shkolai, so here you're making the chalois in an indeterminate way. Which are the coins that are the shekels, kedusha? Which are the ones that don't have a kedusha? It's not mevura yet. It's better you're going to make the prayer, the ma'isa which is mevarit, and it's going to be chal meikoroi. It's going to be a giloi that's chal meikoroi, mevarit meikoroi. That those are the coins that were kedusha from the get go. So that since all those coins are the ma'isa available to make the chalois on them, and they'll be available later. So therefore, there's no inkuv to say ain prayer, because faket meikoroi. You see, this is something which you can make the. They'll be able to make the mevarit and make the chalois. On any of these coins, any group of these coins. Therefore, in such a case, we say yes, Breira, even lahalacha, that in Gventlacha, the normal case, we say ain Breira Ladina. Later on in the sugya, the Mora brings a pasuk from the Chemya about the Masa Shekel. I want to just say over the whole pasuk at the outset, the Yesoidistika pasuk in the Chemya Perik Yud, pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ve'madnu Aleinu, that's what it says, the Yidin were still levek, they accepted upon themselves, they set up for themselves mitzvahs, law says Aleinu Shlishas HaShekel Bashona. To give, Kipshutu, a third of a shekel, we'll have to discuss that, obviously it's shver, what's third of a shekel? Shlishas HaShekel Bashona, a third of a shekel per year, La Avoidas Beis Elokeinu, for the purpose of the Avoida and the Beis Elokeinu, and the pasuk in the next pasuk goes on, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, the lechem hamarechet for the lechem haponim, menchas atomid, and for the purpose of the mincha that accompanies the tomid, ula oilos atomid, and the oil of the tomid, hashabosoi, sarachadoshim, lemoyad, and all the kabonis of Shabbos, choydish, and moyad, and velakadoshim, velakatois, lechaper, al yisroel, to mechaper on the yidden, vechoyo malechas basilikano. And for all the malechas basilikano, that's what the pasuk says. That says, clearly in context, we're talking about what we refer to as machsa shekel, and the pasuk for some reason calls it shlishas shekel, and these are the coins that everybody's going to give, and tzazam, and they'll be used for the purpose of all these public korbanos, lechem aponim and mechas atomid, oil atomid, musafim, Shabbos, etc. V'chol v'chol. So that's how the din of machsa shekel shtel davek in the Sefer Nehemiah. Now, a grada is obviously a question over here, because why is it that Nehemiah, it's spoken of as a shlisa shekel, that's very sure. It says it's a third of a shekel. And the Maestro, we know that you have the machsa shekel, and you can't give it, you mamash can't give less, right? And the Pasuk even says that they were bikshu originally, we said in the Mishnah, bikshu to give less. And then it ended up that they decided that you can't give less, because you can't give less than the machsa shekel to krah. So what's pshat of the Pasuk of shlisa shekel? So the Tikkun Chanatin over here is Masber, he speaks at Bekitzer, the Tikkun Chanatin, that actually, that's what he says, that the shekels of that time were actually larger. As I state in Tikkun Chanatin, the shekels of the time were actually larger. And in Meila, what was equivalent to the Shlisha Shekel of that time is going to come out that that would be equivalent to the Machsa Shekel time of the Torah. Because they had 50% bigger shekels in time of that time of the Beis HaSheni, Ben Nechemya, bigger than what you had in the Beis HaMikdash. So they give a Shlisha Shekel, and in Meila, that was the equivalent of giving the Machsa Shekel of the Beis HaSheni. Dochsuch, that may not work out, by the way, that shot in the Shittas HaRambam. It may not work out, because the Shittas HaRambam said before that you have to give the Machsa Shekel of each and every Tkufa. So if it really, coin really would have been bigger, you may have to give half of that. So, but according, that's how the Tikkun Chanatin learns, that's how Pshutoi, the Pshutoi Shemekra, and Grada, that the Malmum speaks it out over there in Nehemiah. That's how he understands Pasha the Kru, that they were giving what Nehemiah called a Shlishas HaShekel, because they had big shekels, it's the same equivalent amount to what, that which the Machsa Shekel of the Torah was worth at the time of the shekels of the Torah. Grada, the Malmum adds, and it's Kedai, the Malmum speaks out in the Chumash, in Parashas Kisisa, in the Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tazayin, that the Pasuk says over there, at the end of the parasha there in Kisisa, so it says that you take the machsa shekels, then asato oisayel avoidas oil moed, you use it for the purpose of the avoidas oil moed, v'oilacham lezikorin lifneash eloi shemel eloi keichem, ani ashemel eloi keichem. The pasuk says over there. And the Malbim over there speaks out that he says, lemaisa, in that pasuk, there's no beferish arayim afureshes, it is the mitzvah ledoirois. Now, Chazal do understand it that way. We had in the Sugya and Daf Beis, Chazal speak of the different different gimel shkolim that there are in the pasuk over there. You have shkolim for the trumas for the adonim, and trumas for the nedavoy, for stamazoy givings toward the Mishkan, and you have the machsa shekel for the kabbonis timber. So Chazal understand it, of course, that it means lechol zman, for every single day, lo oilam, there's such a mitzvah. The Malbim says lemaisa, there's no beferi shirayit. Mefurish, it's not lechoyer, because the other trumas that I mentioned, the pasuk, only one time things, they were given to the Mishkan for the adonim, or for the other nedavoy to the Mishkan. So the beferi you do not see. There's no beferi shirayit that this machsa shekel mitzvah is going to be ledoyrois. So the beferi shirayit is that comes from Nehemiah. In other words, not that we learn out of Nehemiah, but the pasuk in Nehemiah is a gil and mil, so that this pasuk is a doyrois, because it says, "Hemadnu alein mitzvahs losish lishas hashekel v'cholu." So it brings the whole pasuk, and you see klar that for all of time, even the bayis hasheni as well, they were being mekayim this mitzvah, which is machsa shekel, and which they were same values of the Malbim was the mashlishas shekel of Nehemiah, and that's a mitzvah which is noyeg l'doyrois. And the Malbim says that even though mefurish, it's not, but afal pikein, when the pasuk says, "And asato oisal avoidus oil moed ve'elam neyisrael zikoroin lifnei lekeichem and yishem lekeichem," it should be a zikoroin. So the Yidden don't need a zikar and stamma one-time thing. The pshat is that that's ledoyrois a zach that forever, for ebig, intended to be the zikar for the Yidden, is the giving masa shekel for the purpose of providing the kabbonis hatzibur. The Yushalmi over here brings a drasha on this lashon of shlishas hashekel, and the Yushalmi says, mikan, shetzorach ha'odom l'shaleish shikloi, that a person has to be m'shaleish, triple, or m'shaleish, whatever it is, I mean exactly, his shekels. What does it mean? So the Tikkun Chanatin writes, so that the lav b'trum ha'shkol ha'mayri, we're not talking about the regular masa shekel of the sugya over here, we're talking about elabinian tzedakah. To someone, you give tzedakah. That says the person has to give tzedakah three times in the year. Don't just give tzedakah once in the year. And that's the Yushalmi's shita, that he says that a person has to give tzedakah three times in the year. And that's come toys, but that's what the Tikkun Chanatin says. The Bemichel Fesha Perla in the Chelek Aleph of the Sefer on Mitzvois and Mitzvah Seichov writes that this pshat is a very big doichik, which, you know, in other words, Lamaisa, the whole Pasugya wasn't really talking about tzedakah, nor does this line of the Gemara mention of tzedakah. Kloy, the Pasuk says. And Stam, you have to come up with this idea that it's talking about the Chalodur, it's talking about how you get stuck. So he says that's a Dochuk Digapshat. He says there really seems to be a much more Meruvach Digapshat in the Sugya, that's what he says, that seems to emerge from a rather Sosim Digapshat, Shtikl, a Sefer HaOruch. The Sefer HaOruch, as you know, from the Gore, Friya Digasforum, it's really, it's a dictionary of the Dinim of the Gemara, but it's quoted by Rishonim, written by a Rishon, and Kuvus HaGoinim. So, Reb Nosson, the Baal HaOruch, and in the Sefer HaOruch, he says, if you look carefully, you'll see that he has a Givisa Mahalach in the saying this Gemara. So he starts out, Rechon Vesha Perlo, by saying that there's a Chiddush that we find in the Rambam, a surprising Chiddush. In the Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph HaLacha Aleph, the Rambam goes through the Mitzvah Machza Shekel, and he says, Ve'einoi nois noi bepa'omim rabois, hayoi ma'at olomocha ba'at, el nois kulo ka'achas bepa'om achas. The Rambam says, without explaining his, obviously without explaining the source, that for some reason it says in Rambam, the Machza Shekel can't be split into parts. You have to give the entire Machza Shekel as one in one shot. Kulo ka'achas bevasachas. It's stating this clor where the Rambam's mocker is, and the before Shemat is on this thing. What was the Rambam's mocker that you have to give kulo ka'achas, the Machza Shekel as one? And Rechon Perlo suggests that maybe the pshat is that if you give one shtickle without giving it all as one, you're over an adalo yamit. And the Rambam understood that that's, in other words, the maisa of giving of a part of a shekel, of part of a matzah shekel, is a dalo yamit. Why does it help that later on you give me moisa shpeter? When you moisa, it's moisa. But right now you're being over this maisa and asina of a part of a matzah shekel is over an adalo yamit. And the Rambam understood that that's why it's not shayach to give it in fractions, because you'll be over an adalo yamit. That's his suggestion, which obviously is not poshit. You know, you could ding zuch and say that you're not over an adalo yamit because it's really an shlavim that you're going to be given the entire masa shekel. So Zokt Rav Perla, he says that the Oruch argues on this Rambam. And we have to understand the Oruch. The Oruch is an Erech Teva, Tes Vezayin. And over there, the Oruch says like this. And very sosim to Gashtikal, he brings in our sugya, the Oruch. Shek Sha'olu b'nei ha'goyla, they were shekel d'orchoinois, originally were shekel big coins, and then they started giving smaller coins, and he brings the pasuk, Zokt the Oruch, Hamadlo Olena Mitzvois, law says, Shlishes ha'shekel b'shona. So that's what the pasuk says in Nechemya, and Zokt the Oruch, Yad Kulam Shoveh, everybody gives the same amount. Zokter Koloimer, Koloimer. Yesh Shoikel Shekel Bapamachas. So you'll have one person, he's going to be giving the Shekel in one shot. The Yesh Shoikel Bebeis, the Gimel Pamim. Others will be giving the Shekel in two shots or three shots. And Zokter, that's all Nichol on this Pasuk in the Chemya, that some guys will give the Shekel in one shot, and other people are going to give the Shekel in two or three different installments. Now, Zokter of Perla, I mean, who licked this Bechlal? I mean, what's he called? Koloimer? What's the Koloimer? Where are we coming from over here? So he says that the Oruch understood that that's in the pasuk of Shlishis HaShekel, and that's how he learned up this Gemara. Das heißt also, the Gemara says that originally they were giving a very large coin called a Dirchoinais, which Pashtus, like it seems to come out, that it says in the Rambam, it says in the Beforshim, it's on Beforshim, that half of that coin, the Dirchoinais, was equal to a Shekel Sholem. It was a Shekel Sholem. It was the half of the Darchoin coin was equal to a, not a Masa Shekel, a full Shekel. They were originally giving a very big amount called a full Shekel. Zokter Bev Perlo, Bevibatadigin Wanim at that time. They were poor, and yet they had to give this large coin, this large quantity, but they were aniyim. So Mele Bezdin Ustelda Vek, that there was a collection system which was three different times throughout the year. And even though some soif, it ended up that each person was giving a shekel shalem, but each time that they would give was only a shlish of a shekel. And they would give three shlishes of shekels, and they would end up giving a shekel shalem. And that pshat, Madnu, according to the Oruch understood, the Nechemya lost a shlish of a shekel. It doesn't go on this small, tiny thing of shlish of a shekel, which mice is too little, Zokter of Perla, Kimshuta, it's not a Masa Shekel, the Shlishis is too little, less than Masa Shekel. The Pshat is that they originally were giving Dorchoinis, they were giving half a Dorchoin, which is a whole Shekel, but they gave it in thirds, and that's how it was Niskan by the Bezin to collect it in thirds in order that everybody should be able to afford it. And that's how, he says, the Oruch understood our Gemara. That the Gemara says, Shlishis HaShekel, Mikan, Shetzor Chodom, L'Shalei Shikloi, the Yerushalmi is coming to be Maz by the previous Sugi, that which was a Vegashtelt, the Niskan B'Shaz Bayez Hasheni, that the people are M'Shalei Shikloi means they gave a Shekel Sholem, but given installments of one third of a shekel over three times of the year, so that everybody should be able to afford it. So, to Oruch, that's the pshat. The Oruch is bringing down. They were shekel with Dorchoinois, and he brings the pasuk shlish the shekel. Kaloi mer zokter. Some people they could afford it, and he gave the shekel a pamachas, and others they gave shekel the base become upon him. He's understanding that that pshat in the pasuk, and he learned zokter of perla that that pshat in under gemara gufa, that the person has to mishali shikle, not those who learn that it goes on stoker as negebas manenu, which is as a doichi. Pshat is there was a kind of bshat in the Bayis Hasheni, in order that everyone should be able to afford the shekel, which was a shekel sholem at the time, they were misaking that a person could give it in installments and thirds, and for that he learned that this din, which is the loika rambam, that not like the psak of the rambam, that a person, even the din, is allowed to give the shekel in increments and doesn't have to give it all at once. One final nakuda, there's another drasha here in the Yerushalmi on Shlisa Hashekel, and the Yerushalmi says, Mikan, She'e Matrichan ala Tzibur, Yoisa Megimel Palma Bashana. Also very sawsome. What does it mean? You're not Matrich the Tzibur more than 3 times in the year. So, the Tiklan Charetan writes that it means, if we're collecting the Domus from the Tzibur, you know, we're making Tzokka campaigns. And apparently, you don't make more than 3 major Tzokka campaigns per year, Tzatirich on the Tzibur, and Matrichan ala Tzibur, Shlisa Hashekel, in other words, 3 times in the year, Yerushalmi, and after that, you don't pay good people to make the Tzokka campaign. That's what comes out of the Tiklan Charetan. Lamaisa, over here, the Rash Tzirilio, which is one of the Kadmoinim, brings in a different pshat from the Ravid, which is that he says that that's negia to Machza Shekel of the Mikdash Gufa. That's similar to what we had just a moment ago, to fit Gemara into the Machza Shekel of the Mikdash. So he says that the pshat is that there are only 3 trumois in the year, which is the 3 standard trumois that turn Velishka 3 times, that before each of these trumois, if Bezin sees that somebody didn't give Machza Shekel, then Mamashkein that person. You know, like we had earlier in the Perek, that there's a system of being Mamashkein, of the collecting, of taking Mashkoinis from people who didn't give Machza Shekel. So if it's before any of these 3 times, then you Mamashkein the person to force them to give. Masha Enkein, Zok Derash, Cirilio, Beshein Derayvid, if it's after the 3rd trumas Halishka, and the person still didn't give. So even though that day still is a mitzvah to give, and like we'll see later, even the next year is a mitzvah to give. If you didn't give last year, you have to give twice next year. But afa pikein b'sham v'eilach zokter, the lashon is havi atikim v'ein mashkin v'aleim. It's a sauce in the lashon. After that, it's called shkolam atikim. Why? Because it's not going to go to this year's karbonos, because those karbonos are already nitram, the trumas halishka that's going to go toward those karbonos. Kum techois, all the rest of the coins are going to go toward next year's, and that's called shkolam atikim. It goes to other purposes, the tzorech ha'ir and megdolei sel. So we belt that it's not going to this year's Kabbalist. There's no din of being koifa, no din of mashkein. That's pshat in matrichan al tzibur, which means you don't force people to give. You're not mashkein unless it's koidim the 3 times in the shana. But after the 3rd time in the shana, it's going to go to next year's shkolim, and you're not mashkein. What's taka the pshat? Why is that we're not koifa for next year's shkolim? For shkolim sheovru, for shkolim not koifa after the shkolim are already collected, they're going to the Kabbalist tzibur. The shkolim that are going to be called shkolim sheovru, you're not koifa. So does state in Gvuris Yitzchak over here, he says, Vaisa Chois, you know, we had many times it's Veidinim in the Shekel, the Machza Shekel, the mitzvah to give, the mitzvah's Nesina, that's one mitzvah, mitzvah Nesina, that mitzvah, by the way, if you didn't give this year, you have to give next year to your Mashlan, the mitzvah Nesina for each year. Ober, there's an under din that from your coins, it should be Gekoyv, Gevorn, it should be bought, the Korbonus Tzibur for this year. That then you're not going to guess if you waited until after the 3rd Shemus Halishka, because then this year's Korbonus, they purchase some other coins, they won't purchase some your coins. So Zokdev was a state door in the Raivid, the Rash Tzirilio B'Shein the Raivid is what is that the only koife, the purpose of the kfir of being mamashkein, is only to leave them for the purpose that you should get korbonos tzibur coming from your money. For that is a kfir. If that's gone already, because the 3rd Shlishka took place already, and all that's left is Mekayim Stamazai, the mitzvah of Machza Shekel, so for that we would not be Koyfa. And that's what's going on in this Ravid. He says, very sharp as Zach, the Be'emes is that the Ravid Alain, who wrote a Chibur on Teres Kehanim, and in the Teres Kehanim it seems to be quite Meduyuk like that. That the Ravid understood that the Kfir for Machza Shekel is only in them, Vivite, that to be Koyfa, that your coin should go to the Kabbalah Satsibir. The Ravid is in Parshas Emor in the Teres Kehanim, in Parshas Zayin, and the Rav, it says that the Letzoinchem, so it talks about Kabbalah Tzibur, and it says that the Letzoinchem. What, Letzoinchem means what? So I mentioned this, the Teres Kehanim says that Letzoinchem means that the Tzibur is not giving for the Kabbalah Tzibur, so you koif Hashem Eroitzani. So what does that mean? The Teres Kehanim says, you ain't koif Hashem Eroitzani, you're not koif Hashem Eroitzani, you don't stand for them. But the Rav, it takes to mean that you koif Hashem Eroitzani, similar to what you have in the Gemara, is in a couple of places, the idea that you force them until they say, I want. That's called Lutzaychem. But you do force them. There is a din epis to be koifer, but only you have to have that you should say Roitzani. Zokt of them, the Raivit, that this kfir is an order that what? To bring about that from the Yidnil zone, a Roitzke Korban, a Korban Tzibur, like the Pasuk is talking about over there. And that's the Indian Zokta, that they were Mashkein for the purpose of the Machza Shekel. That they were Mashkein, that they took, they forced. If you didn't give Machza Shekel, they would force it. In order that it should end up that you give the Machza Shekel for the purpose of the Kabbalah Tzibur. So stay tak in life in the Teretz Kehanim, that was the purpose of the Kfir. You're not Stam Koifa for Machza Shekel if it won't be that the Kabbalah will come from you. If it's Shkolon Sha'ovru from the Shana Sha'ovru, only in them Revite that the Matzah Kabbonis are going to be produced from this. And Mele is very good over here that Yoisim Yigim upon Bashan, the way the Ravid learns up after the Tishrimat Salishka, is no longer this din to be Koifa, because after that it's only left the din of Machzah Shekel Alain, it's that for not Koifa. After that point, you're no longer going to be using those Shkalim to purchase the Kabbonis Hatzibur.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.